Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Sam Norwood back on the show. Sam is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on, coming up on a dozen years. Later this year, we'll celebrate his 12th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. He's senior partner with Tatum LLC, and once a month he conducts a survey of hundreds of business managers around the country, his partners who are running businesses out there, is not unlike yours and mine, and they tell him what they're seeing, what's just gone on in the past 30 days and what's going to happen in the next 60 days. And then he compiles that into a report, and we're one of the happy beneficiaries of that report. Sam Norwood, welcome back.
Hey, great to be back, and especially with continuing better news that we've had.
You were just about to lose we're just about to break your plate around here, Sam, because you've been bringing us a lot of red arrows, but this one's got more green arrows.
Got green on
What's
the
that
outlook.
All about?
People are more, they feel like the future looks pretty good. It's not robust and outstanding, but it looks like this to us, our survey participants, the next 60 days at least are going to be on the improving side. We think the first quarter will be a good deal better for business than the fourth quarter was.
Everything is trending upward.
Yes, indeedy.
Wow. This is just amazing. So general business conditions the past 30 days were sort of fair to partly cloudy.
Yeah.
But the next 60 days are nothing but severe clear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Looks good. And so we look back 30 days and ahead 60 days. So this is like where the rubber meets the road.
Yeah.
It's not a long term. But unlike, we all read the newspaper and we go, what this is a report of people looking out of the foxhole at what they see in their businesses right now, looking back 30 days and ahead 60.
Does any of your report influenced by the stock market?
Only because our managers are human beings, and mm-hmm. they do read, and they tend to be among people who probably own stocks and pay some attention to that, some influence to that from that as to how they're seeing things, because the stock market too looks ahead. But what we ask them, and we're saying, in your business, mainly small and medium-sized businesses, mm-hmm. Many of them, national or in orientation, we ask them, tell us like it is, looking out your window at your customers and your backlogs and your employment plans and your plans for making capital expenditure commitments, and tell us like it is.
Well, the reason I ask that question is, mm-hmm. as you know, right now, the stock market, the Dow, for example, is a little bit, and I know you've got some green arrows here, but overall, we have not had optimistic news out on Main Street. And your reports up to this month, have not been positive.
No.
And so when I see the stock market, the Dow going to near record, but then the Main Street, the real economy going the other way, I want to believe that the stock market is a leading indicator of the economy, but the last few years it seems to me it's only been a leading indicator of itself. What do you think about all that?
Well, ours looks at what's going on right now. The market looks further out, and the market it does reflect analysts' interviews with management of companies, publicly held companies mainly. And so there is an overlap to a degree, but the market looks further out. Ours is saying, here's the way it is in a broad variety of businesses across the nation. And mm-hmm. So there's some overlap there, but we think ours is more reflective of what's going on right now.
Well, I hope I would it would make me, as you know, I've been a pretty significant detractor of Wall Street over the last 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
And I have said that the stock market is no longer a leading indicator of the economy. It's merely a leading indicator of itself.
Of itself.
But I would like to be proven wrong. I would give anything if I could come back a year later and looking at the Dow right now, looking at your arrows right now, for this month, I would like to be able to come back a year from now, Sam, and tell you that I've been wrong. I hope that's the case.
Well, I don't want you to be wrong, but I want
in this
think
case,
we're right.
And sometimes it's good for me to be wrong because sometimes I see things that aren't so happy. We'll take a quick break. Right back with Sam Norwood, 20 Till. More to come on the Tatum Survey of Business Conditions.
We're going up around the bend.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.